Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on harder, better, faster, stronger. Yes, this masterclass is named after the Daft Punk track. And you're going to hear throughout this masterclass me referencing a number of songs. Because music gets us going, doesn't it? It's more than just sounds. It's what we use in lots of different ways in our lives. And here we're using it to get harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger. Because it is these things that make us stronger, isn't it? But what does it actually mean? How do we work it harder? How do we make it better? How do we do it faster? Make ourselves stronger. How might this be valuable for you? If you had a method to get harder, better, faster, stronger, how would this benefit you in your life, in your business, in your career? Like for myself and for my clients, getting harder, better, faster, stronger is essential to driving massive goals in the world. What about for you? Might you be more capable? Unlock more of your potential. Be able to achieve goals that you otherwise couldn't do. What about in the rest of your life? How might being harder, better, faster, stronger benefit you? And not just in theory, but if you had a way of building yourself to do this right now, fast, how might this program benefit you? Just listening to this masterclass, you are training yourself to be harder, better, faster, stronger. But you're going to walk away with a whole bunch more as well, which is that as we work our way through this masterclass, inside the workbook, we're creating a training program of sorts. So this isn't just about walking away from this program harder, better, faster, stronger. But the way we're covering these ideas, hitting powerful principles and practices, capturing these in your workbook, you're building a training program that you can keep coming back to. So the intent of this masterclass isn't just that you're leveling up here. It's giving you a method that you can keep coming back to and keep working it harder and harder, making it better and better. Doing it faster and faster, getting stronger and stronger. And who wouldn't want this? How many of us want to be softer, worse, slower, weaker? Work it softer, make it worse, do it slower, makes us weaker. Who wants to be that? How many of us in our society brag about this? How often do we look at someone in our society and we say that person's real soft core? Of course, that has other connotations, doesn't it? Or do we think, how can I tackle this task and make it worse? What about how many medals are awarded in the Olympics for doing it slower? How many gyms advertise, come in here and every day it's going to make you weaker? Right, of course, none of us aspire to being softer, worse, slower, weaker. But what does it actually take to be harder, better, faster, stronger? So it's not just about knowing what it means, but how specifically do you train yourself to be harder, better, faster, stronger? See, and this learning really came to me over now nearly 20 years of researching topics of personal development. What I saw is that there's a lot of what-focused topics, meaning what do you need to do to create the life you truly want? What do you need to do to be successful? Yet in the end, it comes back to the who, which is you. What I refer to as a you-focused approach. And in my books, I call starting with you. No matter what you want, no matter what success you are looking to drive, no matter what things you are looking to do in the world, it always comes back to you. And so as you think about those goals that you want to achieve in your life, the question is, who do you need to be? What must you be able to do to get them done? What potential must you unlock in yourself? What capabilities must you bring? And if you're really reaching, if you're really stretching, if you're going for what you truly want, can you afford to be softer, worse, slower, weaker? Or do you want to be harder, better, faster, stronger? And how do you do this now? Not in 40 years from now. Not when you've listened to every podcast and read every self-help book on every shelf and listened to all those great TED Talks. Now. How specifically do you get harder, better, faster, stronger? Now. It's like from Kanye West's track, Stronger, where he samples harder, better, faster, stronger. He raps, I need you to hurry up now, because I can't wait much longer. Who calls 9/11 and says, take your time? How many of us have goals that we're looking to achieve over the next 40 years? What are those goals you want to achieve now? Those things that you really want to do, the ways that you want to feel. How do you get there faster, better, harder, stronger, now? One of the other things that hopefully you'll find in this program is that we're having some fun with this. It's not all like grit, like, gotta get it done, gotta get it done. This isn't a sprint, life is a journey. And core to this program is seeing personal development as a way of life. For you to keep leveling up, keep setting goals. Keep going after them by unleashing your potential. Constantly seeking ways for you to get harder, better, faster, stronger. Not just because you need to get it done or you need to make it happen or you're terrified of failure. But because getting better, being harder, doing it faster, being stronger is a way you want to live your life. So here we're not just talking about a training program so you can go after it, grit your teeth, gotta get it done. But how do you build a systematic method to continuously improve, to continuously increase your capabilities, to continuously feel better about the way you go after it, to continuously create more and more and more of the life you truly want? Because you build a method for you to keep getting harder, better, faster, stronger. These are some of the ways that I think about this program, but what about you? Why would you want to be harder, better, faster, stronger? What does it mean for you? What more would you be capable of? How would you feel different? How would your life be better right now if you could just be harder, better, faster, stronger? If those things that were hard in your life, you realized, you're a diamond. They are nowhere near as hard as you. Or those things that you know if you could only be better, you'd be more capable of right now. How would you be better doing these things now? What about faster? How many of us get held up, get stuck, get limited, avoiding, resisting? When you can be faster, more effective, have more impact at what you do right now, how would this benefit you in being stronger? Because all these things make us stronger, don't they? And the stronger you are, the more capable you are of doing these things that make you harder, better, faster. So if you had a way to unleash this version of you, would you want this? And a method that doesn't require you to read thousands of books or constantly listen to stuff, but just a simple training program. Would that be valuable for you? Being harder, better, faster, stronger. What more is possible for you? Why would you want this? How would you be increasing your capabilities right now? What better results might you drive? How would you get more of the things you want? Feel more and more empowered doing them. Be more and more capable. Feel more and more how you want to feel. Build yourself into that harder, better, faster, stronger person that you are destined to be. See, because this program isn't just what I wanted. This is what I needed. As you might know from my work, I only build things that I needed and build them for other people who need them as well. And when I left my career on Wall Street to do this, it was too hard for me. Facing the enormity of the goal that I had set for myself, I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't get myself to do it. It wasn't just that I got stuck trying to make progress. Overwhelm, uncertainty, fear. These sorts of feelings getting me more and more stuck. And see, back then, I already thought I was an expert on these topics. I'd read thousands of books on personal development, written thousands of pages on it. I thought I was such an expert on these topics that I left my career on Wall Street to do this. Only to realize that, sure, I could quote Emerson with the best of them, but facing a goal that was way too hard for me, I needed to figure out, well, what does it really take? How do you become the person that can take on those goals that seem too big for you? Too overwhelming, too hard. By building yourself into a harder, better, faster, stronger version of you. See, and it wasn't like back then I didn't know anything about achievement or working hard or being successful. I'd already built a career on Wall Street. And having read thousands of books on personal development, seeing that most of them were full of the same old basic stuff, I realized that I needed so much more. Not more ideas, but specifically, if things are hard for you, how do you get harder? If what you're trying to do, you're not good enough to do it, how do you get better? If you're feeling stuck, you're not making the progress you want to make, how do you get faster? And if you feel like it's all too much and you're collapsing under that weight, how do you get stronger? Not because you read some ideas on this or watched a TED talk or listened to a podcast, but because you have a training program that you do the work in building yourself into someone who's harder, better, faster, stronger. And what you'll see as we go deeper into this program is it's not just doing this once, but how you do it continuously so that you can keep raising the bar, you can keep leveling up, so that those things that were once hard for you, you get hard enough to crush. So you can take on harder and harder things. The things that you were once getting better to achieve, you're now looking ahead to what must you get better at now. Ways that you got faster, how do you get even faster? Looking at the ways you've gotten stronger, how do you keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger? So you're not just increasing your level of performance, you're sustaining yourself at higher and higher levels of top performance, continually improving, unleashing your potential, continuously driving yourself to the next level. Because this is what I needed when I felt really stuck. I wasn't able to take on my goal. And I still need these processes today because I have massive goals and I keep raising the bar. And that means you need a method to keep elevating yourself to a higher level. A training program, a system of continuous improvement. So you're not just getting harder, better, faster, stronger, but you're continuously getting harder and harder, better and better, faster and faster. stronger and stronger. How would that be for you? In what ways would it benefit you? How do you imagine yourself already? Harder, better, faster, stronger. So let's go deeper on this. Why do you want to be harder, better, faster, stronger? You'll see early in every one of the tracks in this masterclass, harder, better, faster, stronger. We begin with your intent, so that you are locking this deep into your mind. Why you're here. Why this matters to you. Why you want to be harder, better, faster, stronger. What are the things that you want to achieve that demand it? What are the ways that you want to feel when you're harder, better, faster, stronger? Who is this person you want to be? Harder, better, faster, stronger. Because we all have our own reasons for this, don't we? How many of us know that there are things we want to do, but we can't get them done? Or things that feel hard right now, and we know that we can't just curl up in a little ball and say it's too hard. Or there's things that we've set our sights on that we know really matter to us. We can't get it done. We need to be better. Or we've set for ourselves goals, and we're not moving fast enough. Keep finding ourselves stuck, saying we're going to get to it later, where we know it really matters to us, but we struggle to get ourselves to focus on getting it done. Who doesn't want to be faster at getting done those things that matter to you? What about stronger? Who wants to be weaker? But sometimes we all feel this way, don't we? We don't feel good enough, or don't feel like we can stand up for ourselves, or that we can feel empowered to do those things that really matter to you. And no matter what our lives are, we all have some of these things, don't we? Clients of mine who are driving businesses, starting something from scratch can be hard, can't it? What does it take to get started, to keep moving, to keep getting better, to drive your business further, faster, to take stronger actions, and be a stronger version of you in driving forward? What about in sports, or in your life, or in your health, relationships? What are the things that hold you back? Those things that are too hard for you. That if you could be harder, it would be easier for you. All those things that demand you to be better. You just don't know how to, or you don't have a simple method to do it. How valuable would it be for you to know that you can keep getting better? What about faster? Are there things that you'd like to do faster, achieve faster? Might not be running a marathon in 2 hours. What's your version of faster? Is it in your business? Is it in your life? Is it just learning faster? What are the things that hold you back? Is it making decisions faster? What are the ways that if you could train yourself to be faster, to get beyond those things that keep us stuck, you'd be living more of the life you want right now? And stronger, what might drive you for being stronger? How do you define being stronger? Physically, mentally, emotionally? Who are you being stronger? And how would it be to have a simple method for you to train yourself right now to be stronger, and over time get stronger and stronger? I can't know why this really matters to you, what this is really about for you. I can only know that for myself and for my clients and people I speak to, none of us strive to be softer, worse, slower, weaker. I don't know what are all the ways that Being harder, better, faster, stronger will benefit you. And I'm betting that you do. And from what I've seen for myself and from working with clients, there are five massive reasons why this program is designed to work for you. And actually, there's a sixth overarching, more massive reason why I created this program this way that after these five we'll get to. So what are they? You'll see as we go deeper into each of the tracks, harder, better, faster, stronger, that we talk about the big reasons why putting these ideas to work can really benefit you. I want to do the same up front. We've already hit on some ideas of your intent and what benefits you might be seeking here. What are these five big reasons why? The first is to unleash your potential. See, we hear ideas like this all the time, don't we? How do you unlock your potential? How do you reach your potential? How do you become who you're destined to be? How do you be the best version of you? There's all sorts of ideas around this. And it's a very human desire, isn't it? Of course, none of us want to be limited and strive to be softer, worse, slower, weaker. But what does it mean to unleash our potential and how do we do it? See, ultimately we recognize that this is developing, isn't it? That often people say, I'm not into personal development. What are they into then? Undevelopment? Getting worse? I see us humans like a coiled spring. We're just waiting to be released, to take the governors off, to train ourselves to reach our potential. What does it take? If you think about the things that you've done in your life, when are those times that you were operating at your potential? When were those times that you expanded your potential? How did you develop yourself to do it this way? See, we honor pro athletes in our society, don't we? Because they're people who are always striving to be more, to reach more, to set new limits. Or we look at people who've built businesses and we see that there's so many ideas out there and there's so much potential in many different businesses. But what does it take to reach that new level? What about in your career or in sports or in your life? What's that more potential that you can have in your relationships? What's more potential joy that you can have in your life? So when you think about this point number one of unleashing your potential, what does it mean for you? What are the ways that you imagine you can release some of those things that have held you back and tap into more of this potential that's just coiled up and ready to spring in you? Point two, and this is often what people come to me for, to drive your best results. Because we're a very results-driven society, aren't we? If we look at the first point of unleashing your potential, a lot of the reason people say that is because they want to drive better results. Think of that Olympic athlete. If they can run faster, if they can go harder, if they can be better, if they can be stronger, what better results might they drive? In Better, we're going to talk about a famous piece of research called The Mundanity of Excellence from Dr. Daniel Chambliss, who followed around elite-level swimmers. What does it take to drive your best results? And what you'll see there is that it's very small improvements in quality. So it's not some massive change like somehow they worked at it 5 more hours a day. It's that the best swimmers were focused on those tiny improvements in quality, unleashing your potential for driving better and better results. We all know this is true in business too, right? How can't you be better in your career or in your business if you can work harder? Or as we talk about in Harder, doing harder things. What about if you're harder? If you're more resilient? If you're able to persist? What more is possible for you in whatever arena of success that you target? How can you drive better results by going harder? And what about faster? Who in their right mind wants to target results slower? Who says they want to achieve a massive goal as slowly as they can? How many of us want to be held up by those things that get in the way of moving faster? We always talk about stuff like efficiency and effectiveness, don't we? Yet ultimately, what's it about? Getting those results you want by diving in, going harder, going better, and of course, being stronger. What results can you drive by being stronger? Emotionally stronger? Would it enable you to persist more? To lead better? To drive your business further? Does stronger for you come back to physically? That being physically strong, you can have more energy, more drive perhaps. Mentally stronger. What are those things that require more mental toughness that if you could be mentally stronger, you could drive better and better results? The third massive reason why here comes back to your process. See, and if you're deep in my work, you'll know that I talk all the time about process. The better your process, the better your results. And in track 3 on Better, we'll talk more specifically about this system for continuous improvement. My system for winning, system for doing what you want, which is about developing your absolute best process for driving your best results. So we often think about harder, better, faster, stronger as it relates to what results you drive. And unleashing your potential, what better process are you driving those results? So it's not just grinding it out. It's not somehow desperately trying to make it happen. Just gotta hustle. Well, how might you hustle harder? And even better than hustle, how might you go after your goals even better? Driving your absolute best process. Think about an auto production line. They don't just make cars by hustling harder, do they? Or working at it faster? They're focused on how specifically can you set up your absolute best process? And through running your best process, drive better results, output, yield, quality, because you've established a process of continuous improvement. Like the way that Toyota took over the auto industry with its game-changing Prius, the result of decades of continuous improvement. What sort of things hold you back in your process? Maybe in the goals you're driving, you feel yourself stuck, or being tentative, or avoiding those tasks that really matter. Like salespeople that I work with who are afraid to ask for the order. Or even in your life, like meeting Wonder Woman. Who are the men or women that you would have in your life if you could be faster? If you could get less stuck and just keep moving forward on those things that matter to you? What about doing it stronger? What are those processes that by doing it stronger, you're running a better process? See, and as I said earlier, not just so you drive better results, not just so you're unleashing your potential, but for the sake of it. How good does it feel to be operating better and better? To be running your best process? To look back, seeing that you're able to do things harder, go at them harder, do harder things, that you've improved, that you're better at what you used to do before. Might be something as basic as you increased your work rate in Microsoft Excel, and it feels good that you're able to do it better, driving a better process, driving better results. And this is the big why number 4. that it is about driving better process, it is about driving better results, it is about unleashing your potential, but why do we feel so good? We're able to do this for ourselves. How good do we feel when we're operating at our best? How satisfying does it feel when you set your sights on a goal? And at first you look at it and you see that it's too hard for you. But you know this goal really matters for you. And so you decide to go for it anyway. And you ask yourself, how can you work at it harder? If it's hard, how do you work at it harder? If it requires you to do harder things, how do you step up to the task? If it requires you to be better, how good does it feel to be getting better? To look back and see that you can now do this thing faster. Like a friend of mine who drives race cars, yet so elated just from getting around the track a split second faster. How good does it feel when you can now do something faster and stronger? Who doesn't like that feeling of being stronger? To be able to physically lift something that you couldn't lift before. Metaphorically, to be able to carry a heavier load. To be able to take on a burden, like leadership or driving a business. To be stronger. The feeling of being stronger. For the sake of it, not just to drive better process, not just to drive better results, not just to unleash your potential. The feeling of what it's like to be harder, better, faster, stronger for yourself. And this is the massive why number 5, for others too. See, if we think about this, it's one thing to be harder, better, stronger for ourselves. What does it mean to be harder, better, stronger for others? For your family. When your kids or spouse, or if you're single, anyone in your family is going through a hard time. How important is it for you to be strong for them? So not just to be strong for yourself, but for them. What about in leading an organization? Where you're responsible for all those people who work for you. For feeding them, for feeding their families. For the customers that you serve. It's not easy to lead, is it? And when it gets hard, how do you get harder? Because the mission matters. Not just for you or for your stock price or for your options or your compensation package. But because what you do matters for other people. How do you drive it harder? How do you drive it better? Retired, a client of mine spends her time sitting on boards, mostly of non-profits. And even though to some people that might seem like, well, you just show up for a meeting, if you take it seriously, you're asking yourself, what can you contribute? What value can you bring? How can you help them do what they do better? Whether it be corporate or non-profit, how do they better serve their customers, better serve their employees, better serve their communities? And how can you keep bringing them better and better and better so that everyone benefits? What about faster? How does you doing things faster benefit other people? A client is building a business that he believes in so much that humanity needs. He is a man on a mission, on an absolute tear, because he knows people need what he does. And he has to be able to deliver it to them now. It matters that he gets faster. And the context that we're going to keep coming back to faster isn't just like that production line, efficiency and effectiveness, jamming out one more car faster. It's what are the ways that we get stuck? Where do we get stalled? Like Amazon, always seeking to deliver their products faster to their millions and millions and millions of customers. In what ways you being harder, better, faster benefits other people too? So these are five massive reasons why harder, better, faster, stronger for me and for people I've worked with and hopefully for you. What are the reasons that really matter to you? What will you be able to do? Is it about other people? Is it about feeling your best? Driving your best process? Achieving your best results? Unleashing your potential? What are some of the other reasons why harder, better, faster matters to you? And this leads us into this sixth, more massive reason, which is really where this began for me. When I stepped back at the hardest times in my career and life and realized that I needed something much better for me. As I mentioned earlier, before that, I thought that I had this stuff figured out. I'd already gotten to Goldman Sachs from working class nowhere, built a career on Wall Street, read thousands of books on personal development, thought that I had so much of this figured out that it was going to be my new career. Little did I know that leaving Wall Street to do this was exactly what I needed to take it to the next level. See, because as we'll talk about in Harder and Stronger, if you're inside your comfort zone, are you forced to grow? If you're doing things that aren't hard for you, how hard do you have to get? How strong do you have to get if you're not doing something that requires you to be stronger? And the notion we'll talk about is picking up an anvil, as in that steel is forged by heating it up and beating it against an anvil. What does it take to mold us humans? What are those challenges that we need to pick up that force us to get better? And that's what I saw for myself, that I thought I had this stuff figured out. I had already done really hard things in my life, but now stepping back to chase my massive goals, thinking I had it figured out, it's like I was stopped by a brick wall for the first time in my life. I couldn't take steps forward. It felt too hard. Facing massive uncertainty, I didn't know what to do. With all the overwhelm of, well, how do you actually do this? I didn't know even how to take that first step forward. Feeling stuck, my mind started to spiral down. All those thoughts of fears and worries and what does this mean? For me, it wasn't just writing a book. It was, what did that book mean? What did it mean to transform my life? To be a different person in the world? And getting stuck at the enormity of all this stuff, I wasn't just stuck making progress forward, but I was spiraling down and down and down, feeling worse and worse and worse. And yet for me, even back then when it felt so hard, and so overwhelming, and having no clue what to do, I wasn't willing to give up on the goals. It only made me go at it harder, which made it even harder. Facing all that resistance, driving hard into it, drove more friction. Yet forced me to see that I needed to find better and better ways to make it through. So I went back to all the work I had done over the years. And I began to realize that all those things that I thought were personal development really was just talking about personal development, thinking about personal development. And sure, over the years, I'd developed a lot of skills, a lot of capabilities, a lot of ideas. I'd unleashed far more of my potential than years before that. But it wasn't enough. But for me to take this leap, to get through a period that was so hard for me, I needed to get harder. For me to chase a goal that was way beyond my capabilities, I not only needed to get better, I needed a way to keep getting better and better and better and better over time. Faster, I was stuck. Forget about faster, I just needed ways to get moving. What are those things that get in the way? And how do you get beyond them? So there are all these books on time management, on being efficient and being effective and getting things done and all that. Most of them are totally useless because they fail to get to the heart of why we're bad with our time. Recognizing that time is an emotional topic. It's about navigating your mind, not navigating your schedule. So what are those things that you need to be able to do in your mind to not only get beyond where you're stuck, but to get faster and faster and faster at achieving your goals? Stronger, I realized I was weaker than I thought I was. See, even though I'd achieved hard things in the world, I realized that none of them really pushed me out of my comfort zone. They stretched me physically, working around the clock, handling a lot of stress, but that still was inside my comfort zone. And what I found was doing this thing that was too hard for me, that was outside my comfort zone, that had all the massive uncertainty and risk and whatnot, that I was too weak. Emotionally, mentally, physically, I needed to get stronger. And looking back over the thousands of books I'd read and thousands of pages of ideas I'd written down, I saw that I was missing something. The personal development isn't about what you know. It's not about how many books you've read. It's not about how good you think you are with that knowledge. It's a matter of how good are you at actually doing it. No one would expect that reading every single book on the shelf on boxing counts for anything when you stand in that boxing ring against Floyd Mayweather or Mike Tyson in his day. It's not a matter of what you know or think you know. How good are you at doing it? And so what I saw looking through all of my notes was that there's a lot of things that seem to be development, like listening to a podcast or watching a TED talk or listening to a motivational speaker, reading some tweet or picture on Instagram and saying, yeah, that's really great. It seems like development, but how do you actually get better? How do you get harder? How do you get faster? How do you get stronger? And what I saw in a lot of personal development is that there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of ideas and ideas and ideas, but too little that you can actually do with them. Already in my work, and this was the first book I left Wall Street to write, I had seen the fatal flaw in personal development. That all those books are full of it. Words, 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 words. But too little that you can actually do with them. And what I designed for myself over that 10 years was a system of continuous improvement that we're going to talk about in Better. The system for doing what you want. How do you take the best ideas and systematically put them to work? Yet what I was seeing at this phase of my life was being stuck in your goals, not knowing how to move forward. It feeling overwhelming. Isn't a matter of reading books and knowing what you should do or could do or how Nelson Mandela thought of doing it. It comes back to how good are you at doing it? How much have you developed? How have you taken all of those ideas and developed from them? Right, so personal development's full of a lot of noise. Yet, what I saw in going back through a lot of my notes is there was tons of exercises as well that I hadn't been doing. Yeah, I'll get to those at some point. And what I began doing was extracting out, what are the practices? What are the exercises? If it's not about knowing the ideas, but training yourself to be more capable, how specifically do you train yourself? At the same time, I went and hunted down true masters of personal change. And what I saw from them that has become the bulk of my work, it's not about what you know. It's how do you transform your capabilities? How do you get systematic in the way that you build you. So not just systematic in the way you drive your goals and get better and better. How specifically do you get systematic in the way that you get better, that you get harder, that you get faster, that you get stronger? See, what I began to realize is that as adults, we're never really taught to learn. The personal development is this thing that is perceived to be valuable because you read a book, or you watched a TED talk, or you listened to a podcast every week. Yeah, you're really learning. When the way we learn is like in school, by taking information and organizing it, reworking it, summarizing it, reviewing it over and over and over again, and putting it to work in writing papers, in studying for exams. What does it take for you to actually develop, to convert knowledge into your learning, into your skills? And we'll talk about this more in track 3 on the system for learning. Get to see that this entire masterclass is a systematic way for your learning. Thousands and thousands of diets and diet books, we only get fatter. Thousands and thousands, maybe millions of self-help books, we only seem to need more help. But just like none of us would expect to get in the ring with Muhammad Ali having read every book on boxing, we of course know that reading books on diets doesn't somehow magically lead you to lose weight. It's what you do with it. None of us expect that watching Arnie pumping iron makes you stronger. You don't get faster watching Usain Bolt run. You don't get better because you listen to a podcast about how someone else got better. What we need is highly systematic ways of taking these best ideas and training ourselves to get harder, better, faster, stronger. And see, back when I started this work, I didn't even realize this. I thought that personal development was all that stuff. I thought that I really got it. And what I realized is that it's not about what you know or think you know. It's how do you take that best knowledge and organize it in a way that you're actually developing. If you wanted to run a marathon, you would recognize it's not about reading books or having someone set up a program for you. It's how do you do it every day? How do you train yourself to get harder, to get better, to get faster, to get stronger? And that's what we're doing in this masterclass. Not just talking about notions of harder, better, faster, stronger, but how you're actually training yourself to do it. And this is akin to my book for Building Your Limitless Mind, which you can get off my website, which is, it's not just ideas on mindset. There are hundreds, thousands, millions of books on mindset. It is a training program for how you actually do it. Daily exercises, continuous practices that you're doing all the time, and evolutionary tools in that program. And this program works much the same way. You'll see, as we dive into each of these topics, we're only talking about a small amount of knowledge. How much do you need to know about harder? What you really want to know is, what are the principles that really matter to you being harder? And then what are the practices that you can be doing right now? And so as we work our way through this masterclass, this is what we're building to in the workbook. You'll see it's very summary, it's very simple. You're just laying out for each of these topics, harder, better, faster, stronger. How do you do it? How are you training yourself to be harder, better, faster, stronger? So it's not about walking away from this, thinking you'll learn a lot of good ideas on how to be harder, better, faster, stronger, but having a training program that you can be putting to work right away in being harder, better, faster, stronger. And then the more and more that you put these ideas to work over time, continuing to build yourself harder and harder, better and better, faster and faster, stronger and stronger. Okay, so let's talk more specifically about what we're working through together. You may not be as nutso as me on these topics of developing, but see, what I'm hoping for is that you're picking up this because you see it as a way of life. It isn't just, okay, so if you listen to this, you'll be able to get unstuck, or you'll be able to change your job, or you'll be able to do that one hard thing in your business, or lead better, or be better in your relationships, or more capable in the world. It's that you see, if you can do this continuously, if you can keep seeking out ways to be harder, better, faster, stronger, you're living your most magical life. Not just in terms of creating your best results, but being this best version of you. Living your best process. How good does this feel? Being your best for other people. What does it mean for you? Why do you see your life this way? Why are you getting harder, better, faster, stronger? And how might you see this as a system of continuously improving for making your life all it can be? So you notice that each one of these words ends in ER. It's not being hard. It's not being bet. That one didn't make sense, did it? It's not being fast. It's not just being strong. It's how do you do it continuously improving? So you're getting harder and harder because you have a method for doing this. Getting better and better by continuously honing in on it. Getting faster and faster because you have ways of thinking and principles and practices for getting beyond the ways that you get stuck to keep moving forward on what truly matters to you. And by continually honing this method, harder, better, faster, makes you stronger, right? That you're getting stronger so you can do harder things. Being stronger, you're getting better. Being stronger, you're being faster. And doing all of these things makes us stronger, just like the song says. And this is what we're working through together in this masterclass. We're not hitting a lot of knowledge. What we're hitting are summary ideas. As we'll talk about in track 3 on better, the system for learning comes back to, well, what does it really take to learn? How do you get good at something fast? It's not about reading hundreds of books. Think about what we do in school. We might just have one book to study for one subject. But our job is to master this material, isn't it? We don't go and listen to thousands of different lectures, like listening to podcasts or watching a TED talk. We listen to what we need to keep getting better at what you're learning now. And then what do we do? Step 2, we take that information, we summarize it, don't we? Like writing a paper or studying for an exam. It's all about how do you reduce that knowledge down into a way that you can use it. And then the third step in the system for learning that we'll cover is practices. How do you get good at boxing? How do you get into better shape? How do you run faster? In the same ways that you learn to ride a bike, that you learn the alphabet, that you learn to drive a car, we get better through repetition and deliberate practice. And so all we are coming back to in this masterclass is a small amount of knowledge. Just the summary. Just the principles that really matter. And then the practices that you're putting to work now, being harder, better, faster, stronger. And that you keep putting to work over time in getting even harder, even better, even faster, even stronger. So hopefully what you're seeing is that this isn't just ideas. It's a training program, a training system. And you see as you get into it that it's really simple. Just a couple of principles and a couple of practices. And if that's all you did for each of these topics, you can very effectively get harder, better, faster, stronger. And then keep building on it over time, looking for ways to keep developing more edge, sharpening your saw, just putting to work principles and practices that enable you to continuously improve and systematically be harder, better, faster, stronger over time. So by the time you reach the end of this program, it's not just that you've integrated a lot of great ideas. You're capturing these ideas in the workbook in a way that you can keep coming back and using this. So I would expect that even just listening to this program, and maybe just having listened to what you have already, you're feeling more capable. You're feeling more confident. You know with certainty you can be harder. Find ways to be better. Get faster and faster. The being stronger is already inside of you. And the putting these principles and practices to work, you're just going to bring more of this out in you. Now, let's just spend a few minutes talking about how all this program comes together for you. In the next track, we pick up harder. What does it mean for you to be harder? To go harder? To do harder things, to build this harder version of you. And you'll see there are two big principles in harder. The first is, how can you work harder? Since as we talk about here, we all know that working harder isn't the secret to success, is it? But neither is working less hours. So where can you find more hours? How can you work harder towards what truly matters to you? And it's not just about working harder, is it? There's a second principle in here that we're going to hit. I'll leave you to find out there. And the second big category in harder that we hit is it's not just working harder, it's doing hard things. And then there are a couple of principles in there. What does that mean? To do hard things, that being harder, doing harder things, driving harder, working harder. And that leads to the third big category in harder, which is building a harder you. We'll talk about what that means when we get here. In track three, we talk better. And you'll hear me open it talking about better now, better now. How do you get better now, better now? If you don't know, that's a song lyric as well, because we're going to keep coming back to our song lyrics. What does it mean to be getting better now? And in track three, you've already heard me mention, we'll talk about two of the systems that I use over and over again, the system for doing what you want, or the system for winning, it's sometimes called, is a system of continuous improvement. So what is a system of continuous improvement? And we hit two principles here. The second big category we hit in better is a system for learning, which we've already talked through a little bit, and we'll hit some more principles there as well. And the final big topic in better is better you. What does it mean for you to be getting better? How specifically are you getting better now? And in track four, we tackle faster. And I've already given away the goose on faster, which is, you know, often people think about efficiency and effectiveness and how do you do things faster? Yeah, what we are really honing in on in faster is what are those things that get in the way? Do you have to be faster or do you have to remove those things that make you slower? The resistance. The avoidance, lack of focus, lack of organization. failing to prioritize? What are the things that we do to keep getting faster? And here you'll hear a four-step method that I built for this masterclass, which brings together some of these pieces. And you'll also hear that there's some appendix tracks to faster, as there is for better as well, from drawing from other programs that just keep giving you more and more value on how you do this for you too, so that you can take these ideas and put them to work systematically and continuously improving at harder, better, faster, stronger. Then in track 5, now we get stronger. And in stronger, there's two big categories that we're coming back to. The first is taking stronger actions. And the principles in there, this is where we talk about the anvil. If you want to get stronger, pick up an anvil. Like forging steel, beating it against an anvil. What are the actions that you take that force you to get stronger? And the second big category in here is a stronger you. Stronger mind, stronger body, stronger emotionally. And we tackle some principles in here as well. And so what you see in each of these tracks that we're hitting is a small amount of knowledge, principles, and practices that when you capture them in your workbook, you're not just deeply learning here. It's that you're building for yourself a training program so you can be continuously improving, getting harder, better, faster, stronger over time. And then having done all this great work in the first 5 tracks, track 6, you get to chill out in this deep learning track. You just sit back, close your eyes, and allow this track to work on you. To deeply integrate all of these ideas that we're covering in this masterclass so that these ideas become deeply ingrained in your mind. And now as we finish up this track, I want to do what we do at the end of every track and that the tracks are loaded up with and give you just 2 practices. See, because what you're going to see throughout this masterclass is that there are a small number of principles and a small number of practices. Because what matters to developing is that you're actually doing it. You wouldn't expect to build strong pecs reading books on bench presses. A dancer wouldn't expect to perfect a pirouette listening to a TED talk on a dancer doing it. Right? You develop by doing the practices. You get harder, better, faster, stronger because you choose to do the things that make you harder, better, faster, stronger. So what are just 2 practices for this track? The first is just open up the workbook and just look your way through it. You'll see it's very simple. There's nothing that we're doing that's complicated in this masterclass. It's simple. Some might say basic, because the best do the basics better. And just looking through the workbook, you might start to see ideas in there that you begin to pull together. You might decide that rather than using the workbook, you're going to set up a training program of your own. How do you best capture these ideas? What are the ways that you might think about being harder, better, faster, stronger? How do you best organize yourself and lay this out so you're not just listening to these ideas, but you're putting this to work? Practice number 2 is to start putting this to work. See, what you're going to hear in this masterclass is all of the practices of this basic. Review the knowledge, start putting it to work. And I'm being literal, they are this basic. Because what matters as you're looking through the workbook and thinking about this and you're integrating the ideas we've talked about in this track is how do you start putting it to work? Even though we haven't gone into this track yet, surely in your mind you're thinking about why. Harder, better, faster, stronger matters to you. what you might do with it, where you might apply it in your life, how you plan on doing it. You might be thinking about other times in your life when you've used these sorts of approaches to get harder, better, faster, stronger. And for now, just imagine that you just take these ideas and start to do something. Showing up today, how might you be harder? Something hard might be happening and you decide you got harder already. Or you might be looking at something you're doing and asking yourself, how can you be better? As you'll hear me say in the better track, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. How can you be better? What about faster? Where might you have been slowed down? Where might your goal be to be faster? What's just one thing you can hone in on being faster at today? And stronger too. What does stronger mean to you? What ways might you choose to be stronger in your mind already? What actions might you take that are stronger in the world? And they are the two practices. So what you see is they're real basic, aren't they? And we're just going to keep coming back to basic practices. Because the best do the basics better. And what matters most of all in this training program for you getting harder, better, faster, stronger is how are you committed to doing these things? So you're not just listening to these ideas, saying, wow, that was really interesting. You're training them, putting them to work, because you've decided that now is your time to be harder, better, faster, stronger. All right, my friends, so this brings us to the end of this track. Hope you've gotten tons of value from this and you're just as fired up as I am to keep working through this program. And I look forward to catching up with you on the next track where we're going to go deep into harder.